Remember that promotion is probably more than half the work. If fewer people turn up than you had hoped, it rarely means your idea was bad or the demand isn't there. It usually means not enough people knew it was happening. Tell more people, then tell more again. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. I'm recording this episode fresh from hosting Adventures in Marketing yesterday, and I have to tell you, the energy in that room reminded me exactly why I started hosting in-person events in the first place. There's something that happens when you bring together the right people that you just can't replicate online. So today, I want to talk to you about why hosting events at any scale could be one of the most powerful things you do for your business and your authority in 2026. And I'm not talking about massive conferences. I'm talking about starting exactly where you are with whatever resources you have. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why the person who hosts is always perceived as the leader. And you'll have a clear picture of how to get started regardless of your current business stage. When you're the person who brings people together, you automatically position yourself at the center of the conversation. It doesn't matter whether that's 15 people in a coffee shop or 100 people in a beautiful Edinburgh venue. The person who convenes is perceived as the person worth following. While digital content builds awareness, events build authority. And in 2026, when everyone's feeds are overflowing with content, real human connection has become the thing that people are genuinely hungry for. That and the fact that we can't, as yet, communicate with each other in person if we're AI bots. Events also fast-track relationships in a way that online content alone simply can't. You can build more genuine connection in one afternoon than you might achieve over months and months of commenting on each other's posts. People also remember who brought them into a room full of brilliant contacts long after they've forgotten whose post they liked last Tuesday. Let me tell you a story and take you back to where it all began for me. July 2017, I hosted my very first business networking event. It was called Simply Connect. And it was free. I hosted it in a small bar in Leith in Edinburgh. The venue had a good-sized balcony that was semi-private, and the purpose was simple: bring together small business owners and raise awareness of my brand new marketing business. This was my re-entry into the marketing world. I'd spent years previously working in advertising agencies before falling out of love with that industry and starting my first business, a kids' hip-hop dance company. 5 years later, I was ready to come back to marketing, but I was starting from scratch, rebuilding my name, contacts, and trying to launch a brand new business. I promoted this event through my personal network, reaching out to people I'd worked with previously, friends with small businesses, connections I'd made at other people's events. I posted on my new social media channels. I even made flyers and distributed them in local shops, cafes, pinned them up onto community notice boards, basically anywhere my potential customers would spend time. Around 50 people came to that first event. It was a brilliant platform to launch my new business. After that, I continued running Simply Connect every single month for 3 years. Right up until March 2020, when the pandemic hit. In fact, it was one of the last events to happen before lockdown. I remember we were all bumping elbows on arrival instead of hugging and finding it very, very weird. And it was that very final event where I met my now friend and Adventures in Marketing co-host, Abby. Great things come from bringing people together at events. And here's what else is great about events. A huge number of my current clients, members of my programs, and my free community all came along to those early networking events years ago. Relationships that I built in that back room of a local bar are still generating business today. That's the long game of authority building, and it works. Fast forward to now, I've graduated from that bar in Leith to hosting Scotland's longest running and arguably best, of course, marketing event. Adventures in Marketing is now in its fourth year, maxed out in our current venue with 120 attendees, 18 speakers, and an incredible community of humans who return to join us year after year. So grateful. Thank you. I also recently launched what has now become my second annual event, Launch Like a Pro in London. Bringing people together genuinely is one of my favourite things to do for many of the reasons already mentioned. The progression of my events over the years proves something important. You don't need to start big. You simply need to start. So what kind of event could work for you? There are several formats worth considering. Local networking events have the lowest barrier to entry. You can partner with a local venue during their quiet times, maybe a midweek morning like I did, and bring them customers in return for the use of their space. Your role is simply to be the connector, the person who knows everybody. Workshops and masterclasses let you demonstrate your expertise through teaching. And by the way, you can combine some of these formats. I used to invite guests to speak at Simply Connect, and then some months instead of that, I would host a workshop in person. These can be free for lead generation or paid for revenue. Either way, you become the recognized authority to learn from in your field. Collaborative events let you partner with complementary businesses, share the workload, and introduce your audiences to each other. That's exactly how Adventures in Marketing started, a collaboration between friends who wanted to create something Edinburgh didn't have. Now, a few practical rules I've learned along the way. First, timing matters. Don't start too early in the morning if parents are in your audience. Make sure your event starts after the school or nursery run. Seasonality matters too. School holidays are generally not a good idea. And always give yourself at least a four-week runway to promote your event. Anything less and you won't have enough time to fill the room. Secondly, don't pay for a venue when you're first starting out. Partner with local hospitality venues during their quieter periods. You bring them customers, they give you space. It's a fair exchange. And thirdly, remember that promotion is probably more than half the work. If fewer people turn up than you had hoped, it rarely means your idea was bad or the demand isn't there. It usually means not enough people knew it was happening. Tell more people, then tell more again. Now, I have a question for you. What event could you host in 2026 that would position you as the go-to person in your niche? It doesn't need to be big, it just needs to happen. If you want to experience what a well-run marketing event feels like, early bird tickets for Adventures in Marketing are available now at adventuresinmarketing.uk. They're £144, including VAT, but only until this Sunday. And then they move up to our tier one price of £168. And every single year we sell out. So don't delay. Another event that I love and we've actually worked with in terms of our marketing agency as clients in the past is Atomicon, which happens every June in Newcastle. And this year I'm hosting a meetup for event hosts and wannabe event hosts so that we can discuss all things events. That's happening the day before Atomicon on Monday the 15th of June at 4 p.m. And I'll share details of how you can book a free ticket to join me at that event in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison and I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you and your events become fully booked. Until then, take care and keep marketing. We'll be right back.